Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Toaster. Gunshots. Motorcycle. Neon thong.
Joe, we are at a dozen episodes.
A true dozen. Straight up.
Not a baker's dozen.
No funny business.
Like 12 eggs in a thing.
Count them. Count them out loud. It's fucking 12.
And that's how many episodes we have. You can get a bigger thing of eggs, but they usually come in 12, right?
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I never go to the grocery store.
We're celebrating eggs on today's show.
Yeah.
Brought to you by, what's an egg company? That would have been a fun sponsor if we could have got that locked down for today's show. Who makes eggs?
The incredible edible egg.
But not by whoever. Who the fuck makes eggs?
Chickens make it.
I know that.
Hens.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, welcome. My name is Joe Paisley.
Brian Albrandt. We haven't done that in a while.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to toss that back in there in case people are like, who the fuck are these guys again?
Who's that guy?
And right before we started the show, we got a little update. Our email went ding, and we both checked, and we're like, what the fuck was that? And it reminded us, we should tell you guys about a certain thing that Patreon has actually added as a pretty cool feature. If you head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast, you can also find a link in the episode description, but they give you the option to subscribe for an entire year right out the gate. You pick what tier you want, and if you are like, well, I don't want to worry about this each and every month, I'm just going to throw it in there. I think there's a pretty big, there's a discount too. Like, it saves you money by pledging for an entire year. And we just had our very first, like, super duper silly goose come through.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Sofa King, I think it was his name.
Sofa King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sofa King. And there has been others. Again, this just popped up when we were going on the air, and it reminded us that we should probably bring that up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It shows they're dedicated and want to support us, and they're not going to jump off the bridge and, right. and bail out. They're like, no, I'm in for the long haul, baby.
I'm in.
At least for a year.
Yeah. If you guys want to see something on the show, send that in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Like we mentioned last week, and maybe even the week before, again, we recorded a bonus episode yesterday. We've spent a lot of time in the studio. But we mentioned other segments. Talent show and confessions, and we've gotten some confessions, some good ones that have
like
popped
taxi
in.
Taxi cab confessions?
Mm-hmm. There's some naughty ones. So if you want to get something off your chest and stay anonymous, 100% anonymous, send that in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. We would love to secretly allow you to vent that out on the podcast waves. I'll say airwaves, but that's radio stuff.
Yeah. You're past radio.
I have moved past you the
left,
airwaves.
You left airway in the dust.
Dust waves. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Are we ready to just get into the show? Are we missing something?
No.
Okay, well then let's just fucking do it.
All right, shut up and start the show, dude.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
Our son, Chris. Hey, where's Chris been? I've been looking for Chris, and I don't know where the fuck he is, but now he's just sending in Would You Rathers for our episodes. Chris?
Crispin Glover?
We miss you. We miss you. Come home, baby. Come home. Daddy loves you.
He went out. He was like, I'm going to go down to Joey's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that was it.
And we called Joey's parents, and he was not there.
That was 17.
He's hanging out under a bridge somewhere.
That was 17 years ago. Chris, come home, baby. Would you rather endure the pain of every injury you have had all at once, okay, throughout your entire life, or throw up all the vomit you've ever produced in your entire life? Man.
You know what's kind of funny? I feel like if you had to endure all that pain, you'd probably vomit quite a bit too from all the pain.
Probably.
So that's interesting.
I'm thinking back on just some injury stories that I've had. Do you have any on the top of your brain? Or I mean, I can start and you can think about something.
Well, I've had both ACLs torn. Those sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in a motorcycle accident and broke my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked.
What happened? Did you fall over? Did you run into something?
I got T-boned. I was heading to work. Lady pulled out and T-boned my bike. I flew over the handlebars, rolled a little bit. If she would have pulled out a half a second earlier,
yeah,
she would have been pregnant. or she wouldn't have been pregnant.
You get it.
I would have probably plowed right into the side of her car and then would have been more than a broken ankle.
Like had nowhere to go. Like you wouldn't be able to fly over the top.
Yeah, I would have been splat right into the side of it.
How fast were you going?
I'm just 30. I was going the speed limit. I like motorcycles, but I wasn't driving crazy. I was going the speed limit and maybe I was going probably 35 at the most. Cruising down South Hill.
Mm.
And I think she probably looked left, maybe looked right, and then didn't look back again. And I came out from a tree or something. She just, you know, motorcycle vision.
You just came out literally out of the tree?
I jumped. I hit a jump, went through a tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but still her fault.
It was her fault.
Yeah.
And she felt bad about it.
Do you still ride motorcycles? I've always thought about that. When you're like, I continue to ride bicycles even after eating massive shit like BMXing. And that sucks. Crashing on just a bike sucks.
Yeah.
I can't imagine crashing on a motorcycle.
Well, I don't have like motorcycle gear, so I was just like shorts and a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
So I had road rash all up the side of my body.
Mm.
My youngest son was only a month old. And so that was pretty shocking because I had to go to the hospital. My wife came in with the baby and all that shit. She's like, no.
Done.
Yeah. And she's like, or you get one, but you get a massive life insurance policy. So there's that option if I want to get a motorcycle, but I got to fork over some cash.
So all the injuries. Yeah, I don't think I've ever broken anything. I've fractured both my wrists at the same time. So that was skateboarding. Stretched and like almost should. It would have been better off if it broke or completely snapped a ligament in my ankle. Mm. And then, skateboarding is like the cause of all of these. And one time I was skateboarding and then I woke up and my helmet was just exploded all over the bottom of the bowl. And it was like I was in a war zone. I don't remember what happened. But, I mean, they all sucked. They all hurt. But I don't know. Like, not that bad. But this is taking in, like, every single injury. Like, that's like
all at once, a
hammer to a finger. Like, is that something?
I've
like
done that.
Banging your elbow. Like, is that considered?
Slamming your hand in a door, or like a car door.
Dude.
And then you put all those together on your body.
Oh, can I tell a quick story?
Your body would go into shock. Sure.
I think so. So, going back to getting your finger smashed in the car. This was, I want to say back in high school, but my buddy who drove us everywhere, he had a truck, and of course, it was like a piece of shit truck. Every time you went back to hang out with him, something else was broken on the car that you had to figure out. So at this point, the passenger door, you couldn't open it from the inside. The handle was broken, so you had to roll the window down.
Reach out.
Or just, you know, go around and open it, whatever the case may be. So we got done probably skateboarding or playing basketball, and I was riding bitch. So I was in the middle, and I got in on the passenger door, and then to scoot into the middle of the seat, I stuck my hand up to grab on and scoot over. And my buddy, just like being funny, like got in super fast and just slammed it. Dude, it popped all of my fingers out. And I had to just, and he couldn't open it.
They all were dislocated?
It just like popped him out. And I was just sitting there and I was like, hey. And he goes, what? And I was like, can you open the door? And I was like, my hand is stuck in the door. Goes, oh shit. And then like he panicked and like he's trying to open it, but he forgot you couldn't open it.
So
he was like trying to get the window, but our buddy that knew, he ran around and opened it. And I guess, like I didn't even scream and it hurt so bad. And I guess I had to pull all my fingers back in.
Oh, I just like his fingers is protruding out the door.
Yeah, right through the top. Just
I mean, sounds like
hard smash.
Maybe it smashed in the right place, like in between where it didn't break the bones. It was like it was the perfect pace for it.
Yeah,
pace.
Yeah, my hand was just like blant. Oh man, I totally forgot
about
that.
It's like a cartoon in forever. It's just like bent that way.
Right.
So
it's going to be a lot of pain, and I get that. So I feel like, I mean, paper cuts, all this shit, is that considered an injury?
Well, yeah, but it's because then every pain you've had, and it all comes together. So even
teeth
like
teeth pain, like all that shit is okay. All so at it's once, just, it's just pain in general.
So like I had an ingrown toenail taken out of my big toe, mm-hmm. and they had a needle and they got to deaden it so they can pull the thing out, but they have to poke all around with the needle to deaden it.
Mm-hmm.
That might be one of the worst pains I've ever had because they were just poking with a needle all around.
Mm-hmm.
Put my foot into a fire.
Mm-hmm.
It burned. Like I said, it was probably the worst pain I've ever had. You wouldn't associate those two things with it, but I think it mm-hmm. was. And then I wanted to vomit after that. So mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd want to vomit though, because I'm a violent vomiter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that violent vomiter?
Violent vomiter.
I'm a double V, baby.
Coming up next, we've got violent vomiter.
They're coming on after fecal matter.
Right.
I like, if I get sick, my wife, she's kind of like,
yeah.
And little puke comes out and she comes back and lays down. I'm like waking up the neighbors. It's like, to the point where like it gets so bad. Like I can see there's like blood in my vomit because it's just so violent.
Like that scene from Team America.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's in the alley.
Yeah.
It just starts like rocketing
out. More like
out.
The Exorcist, probably.
Yeah. But when your body, you don't have any control over it, that's just what it's going to do.
Yeah.
It's going to make you scream. Like when you're sneezing, I'm a pretty loud sneezer.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's the dad sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I don't have a whole lot of throw up in my life. But I mean, maybe a bunch of baby puke would come out.
Were you a puker when you drank?
No.
Like if I drank too much, I would. We were going out drinking every weekend. I was vomiting every weekend.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never that. It would always stay in. I wish I would have thrown up more. Be a lot less terrible hangovers.
There was just puke all over the front lawn in college.
So
I would
gross.
I'd just go outside. I remember we were taking shots one time, and I didn't like shots. And we were taking tequila, and the third one hit my throat. Mm-hmm. I was like, nope. I walked out, vomited, and came back in and like grabbed a beer out of the fridge.
Anyway.
Like got it all out of there.
Cheers.
And it was like back to drinking.
Yeah. I have done puke and rally, but yeah, not very much, man. For how much I partied, I'm lucky there wasn't more vomit. So because of that, I think I am going to pick the vomit route. It's going to be, I don't know how long it's going to take. I think it's just going to be an awful 10 minutes. But the pain of every injury... That's a long, it took like 4 years for my ankle, if not more, for my ankle to not fucking hurt randomly when I'm going up steps. It would just sprain itself.
Mine still does
hurt. Yeah, I'll be like, do-do-do, and it'll be months and months, and then I'll step on it just wrong, and it shoots. It's almost like I rolled my ankle, but it's just my ligament is too tight.
So do you have to, it starts tomorrow, and that pain lasts for as long as it did before, or is it all
you
at
just
once?
Just experience it.
For like a short period of time?
It just says you endure the pain of every injury. So I think it could be either be, I feel like to be fair, to make it a harder choice, it has to be all at once. It's not going to last as long as your injury did. So if you broke your back, it would be the pain from when you broke your back and you'd feel that. And then that'd be it. But it's not going to last for as long as a broken back injury would last.
I think it depends on that because like, if you could endure the pain and just suffer for a short period of time instead of just vomiting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I picture like this is how your life is. You go about your day, but you feel that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to work and you feel that pain, or you go to work and you're just throwing up all the time.
Okay.
Think about it that way.
That's terrible. That's awful. I guess I'd have to just go vomit.
You're sitting at
trying
your
to
desk
have a
vomiting.
Professional life.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I'll get those appointments, dude, in just a second. Like, that's just what you do. You always have a little
circle back, back right. around and
have a good day, Joe.
You just have to
have a good one.
You have to carry like a vomit bag with you.
Driving
wherever you go.
Driving. A little conversation. Going on a date. So what are you in?
Oh, you're at like a speed date.
Before you ask, let me tell you. Like, sorry. You just keep on. Blah, blah.
So what are your dreams? What are your passions? Hang on.
Oh, that'd be so good.
I've always wanted to work for myself.
Right. And just aggressive.
Or you're the same thing. You're, you know, I've always wanted to. Right. Ow! Ow!
Stop!
Fuck!
Please make it stop! Please!
Oh! I've always wanted
to be a scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
Just come back.
I mean, as a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut, but obviously that's just not reasonable. Oh, fuck! So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You tell me, right?
I mean, as long as the vomiting didn't hurt, it's just you got to get messy.
I'm guessing because
got light hit it.
The way he wrote it, it's one time. So I'm going with vomit it all out in one moment and then move on.
I'll go with that too.
Okay. Sorry, that's the only button I have.
It sounds like that's how you vomit. Maybe that's what it was. The sound was him vomiting. He's just going
with water. Add splats of water with that. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. Again, come home, man. We miss you.
Yeah.
Your sisters, your brothers.
Dinner's waiting.
Dinner's cold.
On the table.
Okay. Let's move on to what are you thinking about? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
What's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
All right. So this particular topic sent me down a rabbit hole of sorts of just thinking about different things, different options that maybe shouldn't exist out there. But there was, I think it was a meme. It might have just been someone posting something or maybe a conversation that I had with some friends. But we were discussing, if you look at a toaster, okay, what do you want the toaster to do? You want it to perfectly toast your bread.
Yeah, you
want to
be nice and brown or whatever color you want.
Every single toaster gives you the option to burn the absolute shit out of it, like to a crisp. You just crank it to 10 and ruin your toast. Why does that option even exist on a toaster? Like, what could you possibly be putting in there that requires that amount of heat that would not come out completely burned?
I guess if you were cooking a steak or something in there.
But I'm guessing the safety instructions say somewhere like, don't stick other things besides bread in this motherfucker.
If you just wanted to sear your steak, put it in there and close it real quick and count to 10.
Yeah, but if you know a reason, if you're out there right now and you know why toasters have this setting, but we could not come up with a single reason that should be an option on a toaster. No one ever is like, fuck yeah, burn the shit out of this.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't use a toaster very often, but our youngest son does like cinnamon toast or
Pop-Tarts?
Raisin toast.
Oh, okay.
So we'll make that for him. But what happens now is we have to put it in there and I have to pop it early. Because usually, like when you're a parent, you have kids, we have picky eaters. So we're like, one will eat anything. We have a picky eater. So I'm making both meals at once, different things. Mm-hmm. So you put it in there and you go do pancakes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you would think I put it in there and then when it clings or it's done, I come back and I grab it. But
it's ready to go.
That's not the case. No. If I wait for it to pop, it'll be black.
Right. It's so dumb to even allow. But then this got me thinking about some other stuff. And one of which, this was brought to my attention by my friend Danny. She goes, I've always wondered this about cars and speedometers. She goes, why does my car go 180 miles an hour when I'm never, ever going to go 180 miles an hour in my car? And I was like, that is a good point.
Does the car actually go 180 or is the speedometer just say it can?
Either way, it's pretty goofy. Like, if the car doesn't go that fast, why the fuck is it showing you it goes that fast?
Maybe because the speedometer numbers look cooler.
But it could just go up to where it actually goes.
It only goes to 110.
Going all the way up there, I don't think in my car, even, like, I don't think it should be a governor on your vehicle to stop you from going fast. That's fine. But no one's going this fucking fast in cars. There's nowhere on the planet that a civilian's just going 180 with other cars around.
Well, I'll give you a scenario.
Autobahn.
We live near the Cascade Mountains.
We do.
Which is like Volcano Alley.
Mm-hmm.
We, Rainier, yep. St. Helens.
I remember.
St. Helens blew its top, baby.
All the way back.
Let's say you live at the base of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that baby pops and you're like, we're going to die.
Would you go 180 out of there?
Well, you would have to go however fast you can to outrun the exploding mountain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
If you got a curvy road, probably not. But if you're like a straight shot out of there, if it can go 180, I'm going 180. Are you really, like, imagine you're running for your life. Would you rather
have the option to go faster?
Yeah, or? Like, would you, if you could run, if you're running away from a bear, wouldn't you run as fast as you can to get away from the bear instead of like, I'll run half the speed because I don't want to get tired?
Right. But so, one is one's a vehicle and one's your legs.
Yeah, but if you need to get away and you're going to drive 180, you're not going to stop at 100.
No, I know.
Or like, let's say your kids, something you got to call and your kids are in danger and you're 10 miles away. Are you going to drive 90?
Mm-hmm.
When it can go 180?
Like, it would depend on the stretch. But what I'm getting at here is 99.9% of all situations, no one is maxing out their speedometer.
You never goddamn know!
I like it that maybe there's a rule at pass that changes everything. Speedometers actually show how fast the car will go. And then, but you can also prove that you live at the base of a volcano. And they're like, okay. Yeah. And then you have a faster car than everyone else.
You have to prove
that's
that.
The only way you get it.
You have to show them where you live.
Mm-hmm. You have to live in a dangerous place.
Mount Rainier. It's every once in a while, it's a little active.
A little flicker.
Yeah. So, like, if you can show that, like, see, in the last...
Seismograph?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You show a seismograph, and you're like, and this is how close I live. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big circle around. And if you fall within that circumference,
yeah,
you can have a Bugatti that does... opens up to 200 and some miles an hour.
I'm just remembering now, my stepdad, I want to say it was an old Silverado car. Truck when I was little, and there's a bunch of flat stretches down in central and south Idaho where there's nothing. But he went so fast, and I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly, but he wanted to see if he could get it to go all the way around in a circle, like get the speedometer to go past itself and then show up again. And I think he got it. Like, I don't know why that was available, but it popped back up on the other side back at zero.
Really?
Yeah. So the speedometer must not have been like that high when it maxed out, and then it's spun, like, you know, spun around. It goes out of the, it gets covered up by the stencil or whatever.
But yeah, because some of them, they're like a half circle.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think it would just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them are a circle, you think it'd go around.
Yeah, but it was just spinning. But I do remember that. I don't think it's a false memory. I remember it happening. I don't know.
Sounds like a dream.
It sounds like a fucking dangerous game to play with a child in the car. Like, can I go 130?
Maybe leave the kid at home?
Yeah, for that adventure, for that experiment.
Well, in his defense, do you remember back? I mean, they didn't have seatbelts 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't thinking too much about safety.
And then another one that I started thinking about are these, like, the pre-made buttons on a microwave. I have a microwave in my apartment right now. And some of them I understand. It has popcorn. It has reheat, defrost. Mine has potato. What? Like... You just know I live in Idaho, and like they're like, I don't like every microwave that gets shipped to Idaho, there's a potato insert, like a set potato button.
Idaho Potatoes actually pays to be on there.
Get a potato on there.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is cooking that many potatoes? Where they're just like, go, thank God. I gotta think about this one and just push your potato button. Dude.
That doesn't seem like that doesn't deserve
it doesn't.
A square.
Popcorn does.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah. Popcorn's in there. Oh, there's other I mean, what? Like the frozen breakfast sandwiches, probably maybe get a little button pusher.
You'd think it would be lumped together in some like a random thing. Like if you have a speed dial on a phone, you've got your important people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like your associate, we'll call him, you know.
Potato.
Potato. Like is potato going to be on your speed dial list?
Mm-hmm.
No. Why would the fuck would he be on a
on a microwave?
Right. There should be four things.
Mm-hmm. If you're out there and you're just a potato addict, you love it. You can write in and let us know that we're wrong. But I just don't. Oh, the dogs are barking.
I just can't imagine.
I know. And we left the door open today to try to keep it cooler in here. And then on the same page with the microwave. Sorry, this just. It tripped me out as I started thinking more and more about it. But then you look at a blender. Like, who the fuck's using the lowest speed on a blender? Like, why is that even an option to slowly blend your food?
Yeah.
No one's doing that.
The whole point of having a blender is to
liquid.
I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
I got to get this cut down and I'm going to go. You're going to wait it out.
Get it in a cup. Why are you doing it slow? There's no way. Again, if I'm wrong, but I've never used the slowest setting on a blender ever. Ever.
I guess
not at once.
There's so many things that you could say that about. Like, why don't we have technology to do certain things very fast that you know we should be able to do?
Mm-hmm.
And why do we... Everyone's in cahoots. Yeah. Like, they want you... they want something to take a while, so then you go spend money somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like,
what? So like conspiracy theory?
Well, no, like, I'm just making this up.
Okay.
As I go. So I'm picturing, like, gas stations. Gas stations could probably figure out a way where you put your thing in there, you hit it, and it's just... It takes 30 seconds, you're done.
That's true.
But they want you to take 10 minutes, so then you go in, you take a piss, and you go buy shit.
Okay.
I'm just making this up right now. That could be crazy.
That's a good point. I like that.
So they're in cahoots with the coffee companies, with the snack companies.
They want to be, but with the blender, this doesn't really...
No, but I mean, I think there's...
Like the blender company's working with like the frozen burritos or something?
Yeah, I think everyone, they're all in cahoots.
You push the slow one, the slow button, you're like, oh my God, I guess I'll eat a burrito while I'm waiting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like fucking McDonald's. Don't they own the company that fixes their ice cream machines? I mean, and their ice cream machines are always down.
Yeah.
So then they pay the company that comes in to work on their ice cream machine. So they're like paying themselves and getting discounts and they're... You know, for tax purposes.
Yeah.
They're all trying to get you. They're trying to get you somehow.
Last one, actually, and I have two thoughts on this one, but the last one, we don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but I also looked at my Samsung remote, and one of the dedicated buttons on my Samsung TV remote is for to fire up a slideshow. What? Like, when the fuck am I going to be like an impromptu PowerPoint presentation? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. And then here we go. Big day for you. Slideshow button.
Well, like, there's the 30 fuck? Buttons on a remote and you use 4 of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's kind of like cable, though. You have 900 channels.
Yeah.
And you have
10 that you maybe watch.
Maybe 10. Yeah. That's if you're feeling saucy.
Yeah, so I don't know. And I know there's funnier ones, too. I've had a Roku remote that had Crackle on it. Like the streaming service. Uh-huh. Who the fuck? What?
I remember watching...
I know they paid to get it on there. I know that. But no one that fucking wants that. I'm not pushing. I don't really get to Crackle super fast.
The Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee started on Crackle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I think I've ever watched on Crackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've accidentally ended up there a couple times.
But. And then they Netflix picked it. I was like, oh, no, I guess I don't need to watch Crackle anymore.
Anyway, bye.
Yeah, but there's like airplanes still have the no smoking shit. Like, why haven't they
just get those
put
out
something
of that.
Else there by now?
So they're advertising space, man.
Yeah.
Showbiz.
It is.
Okay, and then last one, and this is a local tie for downtown. But if you ever visit Coeur d'Alene or you're from Coeur d'Alene, at least right now, they have changed it up because it was a giant buffalo. But right now, it is a giant rabbit.
Wait, why'd they change it out?
I don't know. Art stuff? They change out like the art installations from time to time.
Oh.
So right downtown Coeur d'Alene right now, there's a gigantic metal bunny. And on the bunny is a saddle. And on the side of that, it says no climbing and sitting on it. Take the fucking saddle off of it then. Like, you can't put a saddle on a giant bunny and then get mad when people jump up and get in the saddle. Come on. What do you think is going
to
happen?
It's like walking up and like opening up a sucker next to a kid and then not wanting, and then like, no, you can't have this sucker.
Nope, none for you, buddy.
You don't get it.
It's against the law. So that was it. And I know you guys probably have, all the kids out there, give me some more examples. Because I know just scratching the surface with potato button on the microwave, and everything else we talked about, there's so many options out there that make no sense. Share them with us and give us some updates on what you find. Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com.
That could be just a fun segment of just
like,
weird.
Why the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, yeah. I can't think of the things on the top of my head, but I know if I gave it some thought, we could.
Ever my again, just off the top of my head, another Mac that I have, the little flashy touch bar on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Does yours have that?
The other one did, not this one.
They got rid of it, right?
Because no one used it.
It was just like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, do-do-do. And it's like, oh, you want to edit undo? It's like, yeah, I'll just push, Command-Z. I'm not going to go all the way up to the touchscreen button and start pushing undo.
Well, what they did was they took away all the ports and gave us that slider bar.
Uh-huh.
And then with the new version, they got rid of that bar and gave the ports back. I'm like, what the fuck?
At least they listened to the audience on that one. Okay, let's move on and take a look at each other's penises. Dicks. Right. Sorry.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
All right, I'm going to show you my dick first this week.
Okay.
But I got to just get this out before we move forward.
I got to wait.
I know. So hard. I've been waiting so long. In my apartment, I've never seen this before. I don't know how I haven't seen it. My shower has like a situation where there's two knobs, like two handles that you can turn, right? One turns the water on. Like these, the two handles are stacked on top of each other.
Okay.
Okay. So you turn that and that turns it on. Now, when you turn that, it just goes from off to full blast. That's it. And then the outer one sets the temperature.
Oh.
So once you set the temperature, I never have to touch that shit ever again. So now all I do is turn the water on and it's the same temperature every single time. Oh,
that's pretty sweet, actually.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why the fuck isn't this everywhere?
Because every time I get in the shower, yeah. I have to try and I do this move the where balancing I'm like, I'm inching it. Oh, too hot.
Yeah.
You go back. Oh, too cold. Mm-hmm. You got to find that. And ours, it's like you barely even have to turn it and it just goes scorching.
The problem has been solved and no one knows about it. I've never seen that before.
Dude, they're keeping their cards close.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm actually going to take a look at our daughter, Elizabeth's dick.
Ooh, I like that.
We're going to get a listener. I'm going to tell a story. This blew my mind. I don't even know how I would react if this happened to me. So Elizabeth writes, good morning or afternoon or night, depending on when you guys are podcasting. Afternoon, night, evening. It's evening. My name is Elizabeth, and I've thought about sending this story in since I started listening way back in the day. I'm so happy that this tradition is carrying on, and I'm so happy that Brian with a Y, of course, is part of it.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm from the Midwest, and we take float trips and camping trips very seriously. Long story short, I ended up in the middle of the woods alone. Let me explain. We obviously go camp tenting? Yep. Tent camping. Wouldn't that be
camp tenting? Wow.
I don't know. I like almost like camp tenting more. We obviously go tent camping because it's the real way to do it. And sometimes it doesn't go as planned. Boy, hardly ever does it. I was excited to spend my first weekend away with my new boyfriend in our tent alone.
Ooh, yeah.
Which did not happen.
Oh.
The drinks started flowing and people started driving four-wheelers down to the lake to fish and everybody was dispersed across the forest. We like to set up the party site so that every camper decides to come visit, so it gets a little crazy at night. I think if you've been to a campground, there's always one that seems to be there for a real good time. All of the girls I was with decided they're too prissy to piss in the woods, so they needed a whole contraption set up with a bucket for them to sit on, but I would always just go out and find a tree. Around about midnight, I went out and found a tree and got very lost. Thank God I had my drink in my hand because I could not find my way back and thought I was left for the wolves. Unfortunately, I did not have a phone or a flashlight. I woke up to gunshots.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. All I saw when I opened my eyes was me laying flat on my back. I just saw the stars and the beautiful night sky, and I was waiting for fireworks to appear with the pops that I had heard. Turns out hunters thought I was a wild animal, and they were shooting at me. Thank God I was not harmed in the scene. I was about 5 miles away from my campsite.
5 miles?
And wandered into a hunting ground and passed out against a tree while pissing. Dude, Elizabeth!
I was good reading God. That, and I thought you were going to say that she got shot, and that's why she was laying.
Made it back to the campsite at about 6 a.m., and for the few people that were still awake, had no idea I was even gone. God. I cracked a beer open and waited for everybody to wake up. Every time we go camping, I am now strapped with a flashlight to my body.
And a bell.
Yeah, you need a bell. You need one of those, like, you know how the dog runs? Where they have the cable, and you can only go up down the track? Yep. We need that for Elizabeth. Anyway, sorry not sorry for the long email. You guys have been awesome so far, and can't wait for more to come. Jesus.
It's so funny. She needs a leash too.
She's so drunk. So drunk. And how do you 5 miles?
Five miles is really far.
That is really far. Just be like, oh no. Like
I mean, I will say that like when you're drunk, I was always a drinker and then a walker homer.
Oh, okay.
So I like a good walk.
Okay.
But 5 miles.
That's
in
a
the
long.
Woods?
Yeah. Just like, we're so well, you work, what are you doing out there? And then you get shot at. Thank God they didn't fucking hit her.
Could you imagine, like, we got one! You walk over and it's a chick it's with Elizabeth. Her pants down.
Clear, it says like a Budweiser, and she's just taking a pee and you just shot her. Oh my God.
Holes in her can.
She's doing the shotgunning on both sides of it. That's where it started. That's the origin story. Yeah, but that blew my mind. I can't imagine being in that situation. And though I don't have anything to relate to as a crazy like camping story, at least nothing came to mind right now, but it did remind me of a gun story one of my good friends, and I guess it was a group of good friends, they were down going to school in, I think, UC Santa Barbara is where I think they all went. And they lived together in an apartment complex, right? And they were drinking. It was a big party school, and they were fucking around. It was like super early in the morning, and one of them was fucking around with a gun. Like, it's the worst. I know. We all know the situation. He's fucking around with it. Clearly thought it wasn't loaded, right? Wasn't pointing it at anybody or whatever, but he's just holding it in his hands, and he fucking shot it through the floor, dude, into other people's like apartments. I think if I remember the story right, the person that lived below them was in the apartment they were in. Like, thank God, dude.
Oh,
can you imagine sleeping and they don't know how many floors it went through. They never got in trouble for disarming a fucking firearm, but just shot it through the floor into someone else's apartment.
Could you imagine you're laying in bed and the bullet hits your pillow and the feathers are like floating?
Silencer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're just sleeping.
And man, I'm really trying to, I gotta talk to those guys again and get more details. I think, cause the way that apartments are typically set up, like you have copy and paste, right? Yeah. And they were sitting on the couch and he shot it and it went through and I think it went into the couch. So like someone could have gotten shot through the floor.
How do they always assume it's not loaded? Why do you?
Hammer drunk. I don't fucking know. I feel like I would never ever do that. But I don't know.
This is the frustrating thing with guns, though, mm-hmm. because you have people who are like very into guns, but usually those people are very careful with their guns.
Yeah.
So people like that mm-hmm. are, you know, it's like
drunk men.
Yeah, yeah, but like drunk young college men who mm-hmm. obviously, I mean, they're playing with a gun while drunk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a good hunter. He knew not to be fucking around with a gun.
Oh, so he knew.
He knew.
He knew better.
He knew better than to be fucking around with a gun. Like he was a great hunter all through school.
Wait, what kind of gun was it?
It's a handgun. I don't know like what type. I would guess like a Glock.
He's just hunting with a handgun.
No, he would go hunting with a rifle. He has just blow darts.
Yeah. He likes these old school, baby.
Yeah. Poison blow darts. Anyway.
That's funny. That reminds me of a time when we were at my dad's house and my sister was really little. She was probably like, I want to say 6 maybe, mm-hmm. something like that. And he had a .22 in his closet. And I remember him and I were sitting out in the living room watching TV. And all of a sudden, my sister comes out holding this .22, and she's like, "You want to play guns?" And it was just she's this tiny little person with this gigantic gun. And it was a .22, yeah, but still,
it was modeled after a bigger gun.
Yeah, but yeah. it's still a gun that could still kill someone with mm-hmm. it. But just the idea of like it's kind of like you're sitting there, you're like, "No, don't move,
easy boy,
easy boy." Like you're trying to inch over there to get it.
Not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Honey, I know. Wow, I would love to. I need you to move your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Get that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you touch the bottom of the gun for me?
And you get the finger off the trigger.
Then you sprint at her and tackle her.
You tackle her. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I catch the gun and then point it at her and say, "Don't you ever do that again?
You scared me." Yeah, you should probably lock that thing up. Okay, well, let's take a look at your dick.
Okay.
Are you ready to do that?
I think so.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, this is an interesting, it's a more drinking story.
Okay.
And it says, man decides not to drink and drive, car gets stolen.
All right, so, I see where this is going.
A Santa Cruz man who had little too much to drink and fell asleep behind the wheel before deciding to park the car and travel home. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you got it.
Before deciding to park the car and travel home, was later robbed of his vehicle. Mm-hmm. 42-year-old Lasagas.
I don't know.
Road reported that around 11:45 on August 19th, he got in the silver-colored CK4 Mitsubishi Lancer.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that a cool car?
Sure.
Sounds I can
look
fast.
It up. Yeah, I can look it up while you're reading.
Which had been parked along Maloney Street, Petit Bourg, whatever, San Juan. Anyway, enough of all the details. Basically,
not really.
He rolled down the window.
Okay.
And he was going to take, he decided he was just going to take a nap.
Right.
And, you know, wake up and drive home.
Sleep this thing off.
Yeah. So he rolls down the window, gets some air in there, lays back, falls asleep, wakes up in the middle of the night, and the keys are gone.
Okay.
And, you know, he didn't think much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he falls back asleep.
Okay.
And then wakes up to leave. To go to work,
yeah.
Or he walks home or whatever,
yeah.
And then comes back later in the day and his car was stolen.
So someone just, they're waiting. That's evil. They're like, this guy's asleep and he's going to wake up. He's going to think he lost his keys. I've got them.
Yeah.
And then when he gets out of his car, I'm going to fucking take his car.
Yeah. And that's like the thought that went into that. And I just thought it was like, I just think of from his perspective, like if he was like a, like he does it when he wakes up, he sees the keys are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this thought of like, oh, that was nice. Wow. So like when your friends take your keys away.
Guardian angel.
Yeah, they're like, they don't want me to drive. They were, and like if that's what he's thinking, he's like, oh, that was nice of someone to take my keys so I didn't drive home and kill somebody, kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they were really doing was waiting for him to leave so they could steal his car.
I picture it's like a evil villain up in the like looking through the, he has binoculars, just watching this drunk guy sleep. Yeah, and to answer your question, the Mitsubishi Lancer, not like a, it's not like a cool sports car looking thing. You can mod it. It kind of reminds me of a Civic in a way.
I'm looking it up now.
What are, the good intention things. I know that I know a story about this where you are like, you think someone is helping you and all they're doing is setting you up to get your fucking ass kicked.
Well, it's like strippers or...
They're like, hey, just follow me or whatever.
Well, waitresses where they're just like, they make you feel like, oh, she's totally into me, but she's just trying to get that tip.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But there's always the one friend that falls for it. It's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I know when someone likes me.
Yeah.
And then you're all, you can't get him out of the bar because he thinks... he's in love.
Speaking of that, and speaking of strip clubs, a newer friend that I have, we were talking, the topic of strip clubs came up, and he was like, talk about, like, that's a good way to get an STD. And I was like, we all stopped. We're like, you're into a strip club? No. We're like, yeah, well, because there's not a whole lot of that going on at the strip club. Like, that's not how those work. Like, not going to rub. I don't know. I don't know if they just thought everything was naked and pussies and dicks were just all over the place.
That's like not a giant orgy.
Typically how that goes down. Yeah.
It's not, that's you not a strip yourself, club. That's an orgy club.
Yeah. You can find your way into some questionable situations if you have a bunch of money in a strip club. But the standard experience, not so much. Not so much any of that.
The standard experience is, I'm not a big strip club.
Me either.
I like to see ladies naked. Don't get me wrong. But... I don't know. I just find it awkward and creepy. Like, you go in there and you're sitting there and like, there's people really into it and they're having fun. But like, if you're not into that, where you're like, give me the dance and all that, so you're just kind of sitting there and watching. And then they come up to you. Do you want to dance? You're like, no,
I don't.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know to you.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're just like,
may I have this dance?
May I cut in? Like, that would be such a funny way.
Someone's getting a lap dance.
And just dress up like a 50s, have like a zoot suit and a pencil thin mustache. You mind if I, hey chap, you mind if I cut in?
He just cuts into this guy's lap dance. That would be so funny.
Excuses? Sorry to bother you, sir. Do you mind if I cut in?
I just like the idea of somebody him walking up to one of the strippers too, and he's like, may I have this dance? Because it's such a like a romantic thought, like when you walk up to a woman, you grab their hand, may I have this dance?
Mm-hmm.
But he walks up and he's like, hands her a 20. Can I have this lap dance?
After the dance, he's like, I'd like to meet your father. I'd like to ask him if I can take you on a date.
Yeah. Toots. May I ask for your hand and
blessing?
Yeah.
No, sir, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, I haven't talked to my daughter in years since she moved out to LA.
That's a funny, just a movie concept of a dude, an old fashioned dude going to a strip club. I don't know why that's so funny. Well, where all the morals are a little loose, and he's trying to be super, a very good gentleman and be very polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, are you ready to move on? We got some pretty interesting petty beefs this week.
All right.
Okay, let's hit it.
Silence in the court!
You are now entering the Petty Beef Courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Is that polite old man walking around a strip club? Hey, excuse me, miss, you dropped this. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know, that's what I'm doing.
That's my job.
Oh, excuse me, miss, you dropped your pants. Okay, so moving on to petty beef, we've got two cases for you guys this week. And our first case, we're not going to do our typical setup. We're just going to dive straight into the OG message from our daughter, Robin, okay?
Okay.
Because it pretty much sets up everything perfectly. It says, hey guys, my best friend and our roommate were pillow fighting a few weeks ago.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh. Let me just...
You gonna clap this one out?
Well, I'm getting all boned up over here.
Jesus. So just hang on. Yikes, Bri. Pillow fighting a few weeks ago when somehow Cassie, best friend, her laptop screen broke. Our roommate, Chrissy, apologized profusely and said that she would fix it. It's been about 6 weeks now, and Chrissy still hasn't offered to pay to fix the computer, so Cassie is going to take her to small claims court.
Oh, no.
I really only think the computer is worth $100. It's super old. I think it's a little ridiculous to take someone to small claims court when they're really both at fault. You can't pillow fight around a laptop and expect it to survive. Cassie really just needs to suck it up and buy a new one. That thing is ancient. So that is our first case from Robin.
So obviously she's not thinking it's worth $100.
Yeah, Robin, if we just remove Robin's opinion from all of this, pillow fight, broke the computer, Chrissy said she would fix it and then never did, and Cassie's going to take her to small claims court to get it fixed.
So Chris, they're obviously not friends anymore.
Who knows? I mean, weirder things have happened. Like, it was a fight, and they go to small claims court, or whatever it is, and they just keep being friends, just a thing that happens.
I think they should have another pillow fight, in the courtroom.
Right.
A pillow fight to the death.
Up the ante and put some rocks in those pillowcases. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not really, if you said you're going to fix it, does the value of the thing that's not yours that you broke, do you have any say? Like, does that really matter? Or you broke it, so you should. Because Cassie didn't step on the laptop. Chrissy did. Right? And both of them, there's a fair chance that both of them could have stepped on the laptop or broke it. But Chrissy's the one that did, said she would fix it, and then hasn't fixed it.
So I'm not seeing in here how it broke.
It's just, they don't know. I'm guessing it got hit by a pillow or some shit.
I don't know, man. Like, there's stray pillows flying around.
Yeah. So what do you think? Like, do you think Chrissy is in the right because the person who was engaging in the pillow fight with Cassie?
I think it's more about, for me, it's not about who broke the computer.
Mm-hmm.
If she said that I will fix it,
she's
taking ownership of it.
That she broke it. Right.
Then if that's the case, then you should, if you're taking ownership of mm-hmm. it, then you should probably... Yeah. Pay for it. If it's a piece of shit laptop that's not worth anything, hopefully the other one, who had the, Chrissy?
Who?
Or Cassie?
It was Cassie's laptop.
Okay.
The screen broke.
Hopefully, like, hopefully they're good enough friends where Cassie would be like, you know what? I get it. We were playing around together. But if, like I said, if Chrissy took ownership and thought it was her fault, then she should probably follow through with it.
Yeah, I can't see myself doing or taking a friend to small claims court, but I do understand the point. I don't think that it being old and not very expensive, I think that's a wash. Get that out of there.
It's irrelevant.
You broke the thing. And regardless of whether you think it's worth anything is irrelevant. It's somebody else's and you broke it.
Well,
and you owned up to breaking
Assuming she broke it, maybe in the heat of the fight it broke, and then Cassie or Chrissy just feels bad because it broke and they were at her house or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then hopefully Cassie's good enough friend to go, you know what, we were playing together. Who knows who broke it? Mm-hmm. You know,
I've had situations like this before. Luckily, my roommate was nice and awesome, but their dog like ate my sunglasses and then ate my computer charger. And it was no question, like bottom for me, like right away.
Yeah. That's an obvious one.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, so you knew that you were responsible for breaking the thing. Go buy the thing. Like, that's what it is.
I'd still like to know who, I think a lot of it comes down to who actually, like, was it just caught in the crossfire? Crossfire! You get caught up in the crossfire!
That game was so cool.
The kids in leather jackets, the commercials.
It was never it was never as fun as that, though.
No. Background sold separately.
But I am, batteries not included. I am curious, I think there's a lot of this out there. Please write in and tell us about it. All you kids out there, weird shit, breaking things, your roommate won't replace it type situations. Like they will not own up for it or whatever, or they know they did and they wouldn't redo it because they're fucking assholes. Like whatever you think it is, send that in to us.
Do you think this was being filmed? Maybe they had it because I'd like to see that footage.
I'll ask them.
That way we can tell who did it. I'll just, you know.
I write back. We need a little more details. Can you please send us a video evidence of the pillow fight?
Or do it again, film it, and reenact it.
Okay. And then send that in. We'll see how things go.
Dramatization.
Right, exactly.
And I'll take a look at it.
But I guess I'm gonna rest that because Chrissy said she would buy it, and then she hasn't. That's her fault.
Based on the information that we have from this message, from this third party, Robin,
yeah,
I think if Chrissy owned up to it, she should just do it and move on.
Okay. All right, let's do our second case. Oh, I didn't mean to start playing music because this one does have a setup. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Jackie is being accused of mansplaining. The question he has about it is still mansplaining when it's about the same thing over and over again. Let's check it out.
Okay, I see this one. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so this is from the OG message. Hey, dads, my wife puts... What? Hey, what?
My wife will put sodas.
Dude, why can't I read, dude?
I don't know.
This is comical now. My wife will put sodas right next to the cooling part of the refrigerator and overfill it, and they'll freeze and almost explode. It happened multiple times, and today I told her they'll explode if you put them next to that thing, and she said I was mansplaining.
I think I'm on Jackie's side on this one. I think that that is not mansplaining. You are just saying, hey, can you please quit blowing up the fucking sodas in the refrigerator? All right, because if you do it one time, you're like, hey, no problem, but just want you to know that if you put things too close to that, they're going to freeze and they might blow up. And like, okay, great. And then you move on. And especially if you already knew that information, you're like, why the fuck did he just like tell me that? I knew that. Mm-hmm. But if you are repeatedly continuing to put the soda by the cooling station area and blowing them up, like, that's not mansplaining anymore. That's just somebody being like fucking mad that you keep blowing up sodas in the fridge.
Yeah, mansplaining is a certain thing. It's you can't use it as a vague umbrella to use as an excuse to say that I don't like the way that they told me to do that. Mansplaining is very specific. It's condescending.
Mm-hmm.
It's being condescending.
Like explaining something that's so fucking simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a condescending thing. Someone, if you say, hey, will you make sure you turn the light off when you leave? And then the next day, hey, real quick. And I do, we do as married couples, and I could see where you get, but it's like, you know, we should make sure to do this. I'm not mansplaining. I'm just saying, hey, can you remember to
turn the light off?
Mm-hmm. So the same thing, like every time you leave a drink here, it freezes and explodes.
Right.
And now we have to clean up a mess.
Mm-hmm. So please stop fucking doing it. Yeah.
That's not condescending. That's, hey, I'm tired of cleaning this mess up.
Right.
There is a difference.
Yeah. That's where my
open
opinion
and
is.
Shut.
I know, Jackie, that is not mansplaining. That's not mansplaining. So that's just trying
to
stop something from happening.
And that's not two guys mansplaining what mansplaining is.
So please
don't
get at us.
That's just not mansplaining.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, it wasn't all bad news this week. I did find some good stuff. Are you ready to get into that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it right now.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
All right, our morbidly obsessed daughter, Linda, sent in this article, and I've been sitting on it for a little bit, waiting for the right time to put it in, and you'll see why I used all those
words. You've been sitting on Grandma Dick?
Waiting to put it in. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
So, Grandma's dying wish was for there to be a giant dick on her grave.
That's amazing.
As we get closer and closer to the end of our lives, many of us will start thinking about the way we want to be remembered. They say you're not really gone as long as people are still around to say your name. And if that's true, then Katarina Perez is going to be around for a very long time. Part of what she will leave behind is a physical marker of her life after taking the form of a gravestone recording our name and the time that we were alive. So for Katarina, a 99-year-old grandma, she decided to leave a more distinctive mark on the world that will leave people remembering her for years to come. Look at this dick.
That thing got a cock and balls.
It is huge. And if you are curious, yeah, just go on the internet and look it up. Like, it's not like a tiny thing. It's huge. And they get into some of the measurements here in just a second. So you see, this grandma's dying wish was for the giant statue of a cock and balls we mounted on top of her gravestone. The giant dick statue has now been erected on top of her grave, just as she's always wanted. It weighs almost 600 pounds, a massive stone member, and has been called a recognition of her love and joy for life. That's fine.
Real quick, that woman next to it, obviously that's not her. That's probably like a granddaughter or a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Look how she's posing next to it, though.
I know.
Like, she's proud.
I mean, nothing to be scared of, just a big old dick here. Katarina's grandson, Alvaro, told Vice his grandma liked calling her family verga, which is Mexican slang for cock.
Yep.
So, chupa.
Chupa mi verga.
Yeah.
I learned that in elementary school.
Me too. Thank you, Romero. My buddy Romero told me how to say suck my dick.
Angel.
But that's it. I love that. It's funny.
That's hilarious.
And yeah, people are going to remember it. I also like that the graveyard let them do it. Because I feel like you'd have a hard time doing that in a lot of places.
Unless you sold it as something else. Like, this is supposed to be a phoenix rising from the ashes or something like
Phoenix's
that.
Phoenix's dick.
Yeah.
No, you could make a sculpture, but the dick itself is like the concrete, the stone part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to make something else that's around it that's softer. Mm-hmm. So when it rains, it slowly
erodes away
the stuff that's not stone. And then slowly over the course of 10 years, it turns into a giant dick.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a funny prank. Let's just move on. I'm not sure if there's anything else to say here. Okay, let's do it.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
So I know right now, as we're recording this, it's actually the very end of August. It comes out, this is the first episode of September.
Getting close to fall.
Yes. And with that in mind, I came across this, and you can buy it if you have $2,995. This is a 35-foot Michael Myers inflatable Halloween 1978 movie, custom made, one of a kind.
That is inflatable. Massive.
35 motherfucking feet. That's so big. That's huge.
It's next to these people. You can see it.
I know
how big it is.
I know. And like, it's not, it just towers over the roof of your house. It is so big.
And it's lit up at night.
Yeah.
You can see everything's dark and he's blue.
Yep, blue. He's got the mask on. He's holding
a knife.
Yeah. And that, I look at this. I like the, it's like the fourth picture down. but it has like a distance shot and you can see kind of the house in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
He is so big.
Yeah.
It is a massive inflatable. All right. So if you have some money to spend, this is a one of a kind thing. You can go buy this 35-foot Michael Miles inflatable. At the time that we're recording it, it does say that it's still available. So
only one available, it says. Mm-hmm.
This is the only one. So if you want a gigantic inflatable for Halloween,
you can use Klarna. $125 a month. You buy now and pay later.
Right. Buy shit now. Never worry about it.
They also have a 35-foot Grinch. Contact me, it says.
Mm, it's pretty funny. So if you're into it, it's available.
Dude, that would be so funny to have one of those for every season. Like a
massive one.
Like Bunny Rabbit for Easter. Mm-hmm. And every year you just... It takes up the entire lot.
If this guy knows how to make these massive ones, I'm sure that's what he's doing. He's making these funny, massive inflatables for everybody. Okay, let's hear from some of our kids. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you guys!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, our first email is coming from our illegitimate child, Kate.
Oh, hey, Kate.
Yeah, she writes, "Hey, Dad.
Hello.
I was listening to this week's episode of Can You Don't, where you address the passing of your father.
Okay.
Sorry for your loss, though I'm sure you're probably sick of hearing that.
Yeah, fuck. Keep it down, Kate.
Stop being so nice,
Quit
Kate.
Quit being nice.
I know I was back in the... Jesus Christ. There's no punctuation. Mm-hmm. I know. I was back in the end of 2019 and start of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind me sharing this story with you. I haven't shared it with anyone, and it's a little long. My best friend passed on November 26, 2019 from cancer. Sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. She was in her very early 20s. That sucks even worse. I miss being able to say goodbye to her by an hour.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like you with your dad being a day or late or whatever.
Yeah, I was like 6 hours late.
I was stuck in holiday traffic in a rather large rainstorm while I was trying to get just outside Sacramento to see her one last time. I was also battling the flu because fuck me, right? I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. I will say, having someone pass at home is really surreal. Her parents thankfully waited for me to get there, say my goodbye before they called the coroner and had her removed from the house. Mm. They, a guy and a gal, rolled up in a white unmarked panel van that looked like something you'd see at a construction site, minus all the tools. I'm not sure what I expect them to pull up in, but it wasn't
telling
that.
Telling me.
The two people that they remove her went to the back, into the bedroom where my friend's parents and got her all packed up in the body bag. Oh, for some reason, oh God.
What?
I'm getting the visual.
Okay.
For some reason, I was surprised by the fact that the bag wasn't black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall if it was navy green or burgundy. Not that it matters, but at the time I didn't know it came in any other colors. That's what I always thought.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to maneuver this gurney that doesn't want to cooperate. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Am I in the right spot?
Yeah.
So they're trying to maneuver this gurney that doesn't want to cooperate down a very narrow carpeted hallway that leads into the living room where I was sitting by myself. The gal in front of the gurney trying to get around in small curio cabinet when neither she steps on her pants or wheel. Or a wheel catches them, but she partially pantses herself. I get to see at least half her ass in the fact that she's wearing the most fucking neon pink thong I've ever seen in my life under her work pants. I had to try so hard not to lose it and bust up laughing, and since I have a terrible sense of humor. I'm sure it was already mortifying enough for her, for the worker, but my friend who they were hauling out would have found it hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I had to excuse myself to both go laugh and cry in the bathroom. It was very strange.
Mm.
Now back to the present and cars. I live in an apartment complex right next to a funeral home and two cemeteries. Here, at least in the part of my Alameda County, they cart the newly deceased clients around the burgundy body bags and white unmarked Honda Odyssey minivan.
God damn.
In the same model, but a different color than the van my parents used my sister when we were kids to take us places.
Okay.
You're illegitimate child, Kate.
Man, what a funny thing. It's just like, it's so serious. And you're like, this last moment.
Yeah.
And then she just de-pantses herself.
And you see that neon.
You're just like, oh my God.
I thought she was going to say that she caught in the thing tipped over.
Dropped the body.
Yeah, like that's where I thought it was going. So yeah. I'm actually pleasantly.
It just popped out an ass cheek?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
Life is funny, man. Life is funny. I'll tell you what.
Well, you just don't think about those. I mean, they're in movies and stuff. Like when you see a movie, when it's like a crime show or whatever, and they're wheeling something out. Mm-hmm. But then when it's someone that's close to you, and it's like
very different experience.
It's like, holy, I know that person.
I know.
Like I just started picturing. Let's move past it.
Okay, we're just gonna move on. So our second email is coming in from our shitty son Justin, who writes, "What up, you fucks? I have a funny story I had to share with Joe and stepdaddy Brian." That's us. "After hearing Brian's story about shitting his pants, it reminded me of an embarrassing story that I just had to share with you guys. So, this is a few years ago, and my friend invites me to his family vacation to the beach. To help paint the picture, at this point in my life, I'm just some shy, awkward, typical middle-class junior in high school. And his family, family I'm on vacation with is majorly wealthy, professional, all involved in federal-level politics, and they're all just unnecessary. Smart and way out of my tax bracket. So overall, I'm not completely comfortable to begin with."
He's like the black sheep.
Mm-hmm. "So we get to their beach house, and after 2 or 3 days of being there and eating foods that I'm not used to having, I have to shit. Like, it's so bad that it's hurting my back."
I know that game.
"My buddy could tell that I had to go, and he's like, what if you have to shit? Take it easy. These toilets can't handle much, and I just broke the last plunger." Okay. "Well, perfect. I'm fucked. I'm just thinking to myself, I cannot clog this fucking toilet. I'm already uncomfortable and feel out of place enough. So I go outside looking for a potential spot for me to do my business, and I find a Pringles can."
Oh, God.
"I do my best to make it work. It was successful, luckily, but now, where do I put it? I launch it under the neighbor's porch."
Oh, my God.
"It was late at night, and then later at night, here I am trying to fall asleep, and it hits me. What if they wake up, find it, and ask all the neighbors where the fuck a Pringles can full of shit came from and who had done it? I couldn't handle that type of embarrassment, so I get out of bed, go outside, and Brad is at the door demanding $5 before I go outside." Oh, good is we dumb reference. JK. "So I grab the Pringles can and decide to bury it in a nearby dumpster. Nobody would find it and nobody could question the smell. I made it through the vacation without it being spotted by anybody and ended up having a decent time. Not a 5-star time, not a 1-star. Long time dummy, Justin." That's ridiculous. Shitting. I love the weird panic of shitting in a Pringles can. You're like, oh my God, no, it's me.
Yeah.
Like that, it could have come from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and who would find it and start walking around like, hey, who's shitting this can?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, knock on every door. Hey, sorry to bother you. Is this your shit? Did you shit in this Pringles can?
Yeah. I had that same feeling. Like, but I also get the paranoia when you do something. That's how my brain works. It's like, they're going to find out, and you get really irrational.
Knows,
yeah.
Everybody knows.
It's, you know, what's funny about that is like a Pringles can's very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that you can aim and shit come in like, and get it all into a Pringles can.
Mm-hmm.
And then did he wipe?
He just used actual Pringles to wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop it. Little dip.
If it was such a nice place, why was there trash all over the ground? Why was there Pringles cans everywhere?
I'm guessing, I don't know.
I have a Pringles story.
Oh, okay. What is it?
So in high school, and I played baseball, and we had these baseball sleepovers.
Okay.
So right as the team was picked, we all, you know, you find out who makes the team, and then they have this sleepover in the gym. So all the teams, the freshmen, all the kids, they all get together, and we bring sleeping bags, and we all just kind of camp out. And we watch like baseball movies and eat snacks and do things that like camaraderie things, whatever.
Right.
And one of the things that we did, so dumb, but we had a Pringles can, and I don't know who the first person to do it was, but somebody finished the Pringles, took the lid off, and it was one of us, farted in the Pringles can.
Okay.
And then cupped it.
Mm-hmm.
And then rolled it over to somebody else. And yelled, you know, like, smell that.
Mm.
And then they popped it off and smelled it.
Oh, my God.
And then they did that. And it was just
so ongoing Pringles fart smell.
It was to all these cliques and groups in the gym. You just hear like, oh, God. So it was spreading around through the whole gym.
That's a fun version of spin the bottle.
Yeah.
You spin the fart Pringles can.
But it just shows you, like, stupid shit that guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, why?
And that was entertaining.
And then somebody finally rubbed their, it was like they rubbed their ass and got like Klingons on it, you know, and sniffed up some of the shit Klingons.
That's cool.
But it's like, girls don't, I mean, maybe they do that.
I'm sure some do.
But I just like, why do we do this shit?
I don't know.
I have no idea why that becomes a game, but I know lots of friends that did similar things, and I'm sure I'll bring those stories up at some point.
I mean, there's people that fart in a jar.
Mm-hmm. And then sell it.
And sell it online.
I know. It blows my mind.
Make a living.
But best, yeah, good job for them. You found a market that none of us knew existed.
That's entrepreneurship right there.
That is.
Entrepreneurship.
I gotcha. Mm. Okay, well, that's episode 12. We got a dozen of these things in the bag.
Dozen in the...
Carton?
Yeah, carton. Dozen crate. In the carton.
Sign up. Be a part of the gaggle. Support us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/canyoudon'tpodcast. You can also find a link in the episode description. And just a reminder, yes, you can pledge an entire year and get it at a discounted price. Just head over there and support us on Patreon. And then we got our Instagrams and Facebooks. Just look for Can You Don't Podcast. Of course, we're on YouTube. Just search for us. And then send in those confessions, baby, and your talents and anything else that you want to see on the show to heyguys@canyoudon'tpodcast.com. Then rate and review us wherever you listen to your gosh dang podcasts. How'd that, does that feel
was,
good?
That was pretty good.
Bingo.
And I probably could have done better, but
I know that. I know that.
No, I can't read.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Okay, not doing a dad joke this week, but I did find just something that it's a good reminder. Just something to think about when you're going throughout your day. Okay? You ready? Okay. Somewhere in the world, right now, there is somebody with your dream job that absolutely hates going to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess whenever I really think about that, it's like, yeah, you gotta be careful, and you gotta enjoy things now, because no matter how much you love it, like eventually you just evolve and you're not gonna like it as much as you did at one point.
I actually just had this conversation when we were in San Diego with my wife, because we were saying, oh, you know, you always, whenever you go on vacation, like, we should move here, and it's like, well, how long would that last? Because there's people in San Diego. They're like, oh, God, I want to get the fuck out of San Diego.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like, you know, you grow up there, maybe you had enough, but we're not used to that.
Yep.
Absolutely. So would it last, or would we be there a year and we're like, all right, we've kind of done it.
Mm-hmm.
I miss
seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm worried about that too, about going to like California or somewhere like in the South where the weather is consistently, I like sunshine. But you don't get seasons like you do up here. Like, we have definite
seasons. You look forward to, like, in the summer, you look forward
to fall
and colder weather. And then in winter, you're like, ugh, summer, can't summer. Get here soon.
I know, it helps.
But you always kind of hate the one you're in, though. At the same time, you can't wait for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be all right.
A little food for thought on the way out the door. Yeah. All right. Well, let's
chomp away.
Let's wrap this shit up. I love you, Brian. I'll see you next week.
Miss you already.
All right. Bye, kids!